I'm a lifelong Democrat. I have been super active in campaigns. I've worked on them. I volunteered for them. I've contributed to them. I'm so appalled by the Democratic Party. I have no idea what they stand for. I have no idea what their policies are. The things that I see that they most talk about feel very like bad for the country, bad for the people, super fringy. So how would you convince me to stay in that party and support it, given what is happening today?
It's a great, great question, Sharon. And I think you speak for a lot of people, and at times you speak for myself, right? Which is just the immense frustration with being rudderless and leaderless, and just kind of, often what we talk about is just our dislike of Trump, right? It's just we scream and pull our hair out and say he's a king and et cetera. Look, when your party goes through moments like this, and Republicans have had their, frustrations. You face a choice. If the other party is speaking to you more, you like what they're saying, you like their leadership, then obviously changing parties is one option. I believe that this stuff, it's a pendulum. It swings and kind of you stay on the inside and try to get the family to look at things a little bit differently, support candidates that might take it in a different direction. And I just go back, if we were having this conversation, and Sean can speak to it more than I can, in 2013. There were not a lot of people, sans Mr. Halperin, who thought maybe Donald Trump would be the one to take the Republican Party in a completely new direction. So you don't know where leaders come from, time and place. But I agree with you. It is a hard time right now and frustrating.
They seem to like they are completely governed by fear right now, and they are in fear of a highly vocal group, the far left, but you're not hearing anyone say, and just crazy fringe things like we're going, there's something in Texas that's happening right now that there's been to legislate to allow squatters, that squatters are legal. A thing about that. That's ridiculous. Like to protect squatters' rights. Things about, I mean, things like that. I mean, that's an easy ability for a Democrat to say, we don't agree with that. I mean, there's so much low-hanging fruit. And it's like, I don't know.
Sharon, if you could pick the Democratic nominee for president. Oh, Mark. Mark,
Right
you froze.
now, Ro Khanna,
Rocano. He's
I
most in
I'm
line. He's
from
most
the
aligned with what you're talking about for sure, I think.
right, and I'm originally from Pennsylvania, so I pay attention to Fetterman. And I'm from that area where he's from, and but I don't think he has what Ro Khanna has, but I do appreciate that he's willing and has the bravery. And which is in keeping with who he has always been. It's not just a manufactured thing. He's always been someone that just says what he thinks and what he believes and stands by his own standards. And it's crazy that in today's party or today's Democratic Party, that someone like Fetterman that will just say, "Hey, I support the troops," and this was a brave moment when in whatever his tweet exactly said, that stands out. How can that be a crazy standout moment? It's just, I don't understand what they're up to.